Last year, the Me Too movement held men in positions of power accountable, but the consequences have fallen on women yet again, as powerful men are shying away from mentoring women in the workplace. GLT's Mary Cullen talks with ISU's acting director of the Women and Gender Studies program, Kyle Ciani, and psychology chair Scott Jordan about the implications of this mindset and the importance of workplace mentorships.
It's very healthy in large corporations to have very formal mentorships. The statistics show that formalized structure eliminates the possibilities of harassment. I sort of chuckled when I, you know, was reading about it, because this has actually been going on for centuries. So as a women's historian, it's interesting to me to see how the Me Too movement has blown things up again. There's always something, there's always some social issue, a cultural concern that creates an environment where people, especially people in positions of power, become nervous. There have always been people in power who don't want to take certain individuals with little power under their wing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't see this as something that's new. I see it as something that is a new way of handling a very old issue.
In order for our listeners to understand a little bit more about what we're talking about, can we get into the specifics of the behavior that we're seeing in these relationships?
I think what's happening, especially with the concerns over sexual harassment, sexual assault, rape in the workplace by men in positions of power, CEOs, directors of movies, directors of huge corporations, right? And so there's this sense that if a man is alone with a woman in the workplace, providing what he thinks is mentorship and what she believes to be mentorship, and something goes awry, then there's going to be some sort of sexual harassment or sexual assault claim that is made by the woman against the man in power.
I don't deny that men are doing this. I don't see it in my life. I don't deny that men are doing it. And there's a plethora of other reactions that are occurring, or at least are being brought to light. For example, you know, I was mentored last week by a woman.
But what is happening with this, these claims by men in power, and I'll say a name, Mike Pence. Mike Pence has famously claimed that he's never in a room alone with a woman. That's not being a good mentor. He doesn't know how to mentor. Mentorship is not about taking a woman out to lunch. That's not mentorship. That's a date.
Women only make up about 5% of CEOs in top Fortune 500 companies. So with men in the primary role there, and then they're the driving force, they have the economic force, they have the cultural force, what does that mean for the impact on business?
The viability of industry is going to decrease in the next 20 years, the less open they are to diversity and inclusion. I'm optimistic about the current puncturing of consciousness that's going on. I'm optimistic that this awareness can sustain itself. And so, long term, I think businesses that's their messaging, that somehow we're not going to mentor women because it's dangerous. If that's your company's message, you're not going to last as long as you think, right? So from that perspective,
I absolutely agree with that. Right? They're not going to last.
No. And they're going to regret the fact that they weren't more aware of what they said at that moment, right?
Say it's a media corporation, and then they're using that message and possibly unintentionally, possibly intentionally, spreading that message to the masses. So then what is the influence on the next level?
This is what we have to do. We have to understand that those are words they're saying, and we can say other words, and we can have other actions.
A feminist agenda has always been knowledge is power, right? The mantra, knowledge is power, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And as a historian of women's history, I like to take the long view of this, and I see how women have embraced that mantra, knowledge is power, from, you know, for centuries. It's incremental change, step by step by step. There's not going to be a huge groundswell in any cultural ideology. It takes not always centuries, but it takes a couple of generations for things to change.
That's GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Illinois State University Professor Scott Jordan and Kyle Ciani.